We are rapidly progressing through the month of May, and with it, hurtling towards the end of another school year, and, for a lot of kids, a whole lot of blissful time off to do a whole lot of nothing, if they so choose. Teachers are also likely counting the days until they'll be able to kick back and do a fair amount of nothing, if they so choose. And deservedly so, I might add. More on that at the end of today's program. For me, the end of the school year means my job duties will transition to other things for a few months while schools take a break and recalibrate. There still will be educational efforts I'm a part of, but not within the boundaries of the traditional school day. In fact, a part of my summer, every summer, is gearing up for one of the big-ticket items for which I was hired, coordinating and pulling off the two summer environmental education camps we have for area teens. I'd like to spend some time today promoting those two camps. Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. Before getting to my two camps, I'd like to give a shout-out to one we help with, BBEDC's Salmon Camp. We are a partner for that camp, in this case, partner meaning we help out a bit financially. We let them use our boats. And I get to spend a bit of time visiting with their campers. While all three I'll talk about today are environmental education camps, the focus of each one is just a bit different. Salmon Camp focuses specifically on Bristol Bay's salmon resources and how they are utilized by different groups. One other difference is that Salmon Camp is open to students from a lot more communities. The two we have are a bit more restricted as far as who can apply. I'll share more about that here in just a moment. If you're interested in learning more about Salmon Camp, or if you have a child that you think might enjoy Salmon Camp, give BBEDC a call at 842-4370 and ask for Pearl. That number again is 842-4370. If your child applies, and if they're selected, well, maybe I'll see them up on the shores of Aleknagik this summer. Okay, let's get to the shameless promotion of Togiak Refuge's two camps. The first camp, for us, by the calendar, carries the official title of the Cape Pierce Marine Science and Yupik Culture Camp. This camp is held at Cape Pierce, a remote rocky coastline in the far southwest corner of the refuge. When I say remote, think something along the lines of 130 or so miles southwest of Dillingham. Frankly, it's an expensive camp to put on, simply because of its distance from Dillingham and the amount of money that distance requires us to spend in order to fly so many people and supplies out there to have camp. Still, in my mind, it's absolutely worth it due to the diversity of wildlife and the utter uniqueness of the area. Let me share a bit about this camp location. There are no trees at Cape Pierce. It's wide open. It's a combination of high rocky shorelines, expansive sandy beaches, and short, often beautiful vegetation. It's also a major rookery for many species of seabirds, as well as a significant haul-out site for marine mammals such as walruses and seals. Throw in other types of wildlife species, both terrestrial and aquatic, and you have the makings of an outstanding outdoor classroom, which is why we strive to get junior high students out there each summer. The camp is open to students from Dillingham, Aleknagik, Manicotic, Twin Hills, Togiak, Good News Bay, Platinum, Quinnahawk, and Clark's Point, who are in 6th, 7th, or 8th grade this school year. That is, the 2017-2018 school year, not next year. Our tentative dates for this camp are July 9th through July 13th. We fly to Cape Pierce and back via air taxi float plane. Students send in an application and up to 8 students are chosen to attend. I'd love to take more, but 8 is what the budget allows. Some of the activities that we attempt to build into the schedule are observations and discussions about both seabirds and marine mammals. We do quite a bit of hiking in our attempts to see both. We also spend time learning and practicing wilderness survival skills, archery, and tide pool explorations. We spend our evenings discussing, around a beach fire when conditions permit, a whole host of topics, including land stewardship, conservation, and working for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The second camp is the Summer Outdoor Skills and River Ecology Float Camp, which I often refer to simply as float camp. Float camp is my favorite of the two. It involves floating a refuge river on inflatable rafts. While we haven't completely decided on a specific location yet, the plan for this camp is for it to happen August 6th through August 10th. This camp is open to students from the same villages as those mentioned for the Cape Pierce camp, though the age range for this one is for students who are in the 8th through 12th grade this school year. Again, that means for students who are in those grades for the 2017-2018 school year currently in session, not next year. Again, students apply for the camp. For the float camp, we select up to 6 students. Some of the activities and topics of this camp include river rafts and rafting techniques, learning to read a river, different angling techniques, leave no trace camping practices, bear safety, wilderness management strategies, wilderness survival skills, land stewardship, conservation, and working for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Honestly, for me, there have been and continue to be 2 overarching connected themes to both camps. I want for the kids to have a really good time outdoors, so they attach meaningful, personal value to the outdoors moving forward. In addition, I want them to come away with a deeper understanding about why it's critical for them to have that connection, and to understand that over the course of their lives, as they grow, they'll have the opportunity to support wise choices about those very resources. That's the stewardship part. Again, both camps require an application to be turned in. The due date on that application is basically the end of this month, so there's still plenty of time to apply. There are 2 parts to the application, a student part, and a second part to be filled out by a teacher. To be blunt, that teacher part is something I rely on heavily to let me know that I'm not selecting any thugs or future felons for the camp. Both camps are in a wilderness setting, and as a matter of safety, I need kids that want to learn, get along well with others, and follow directions easily. There are many ways to apply. Applications are available at the refuge office. Also, a number of teachers and schools throughout the area are in possession of copies, so you can check with schools. You can also give me a call, 842-8419, I repeat, 842-8419, and I can email you copies. Bottom line, if your kid is interested and qualifies, track me down. I'll get you hooked up with an application. Oh, and our camps are free to those who are selected. We pick up the tab for everything. One last note on our camps. I really believe we have one of the best outdoor gigs going, as far as kids getting outdoors in the summer. It reminds me of a picture I once saw. The picture was of a young boy paddling a canoe down a river at sunset. It was taken from behind, and in the canoe, as the boy is about to put the paddle in the water. The words with the photo said, "The character of the man or woman you'll become depends on the adventures you enjoy in your youth." I personally think there's a lot of truth to that sentiment. It is my opinion that our summer camps offer kids a chance to do a lot towards adding to their character. To conclude today's episode, I'd like to give a shout out to all the teachers around our area. You see, this week is Teacher Appreciation Week. I happen to think we are exceedingly blessed with the many people who serve in that role in our area schools and give of themselves for the sake of our students. The school year is an interesting thing that is often a marathon of both highs and lows to both students and teachers, but is, in the end, an absolute labor of love for all involved. I lived that life for almost 20 years, and I have a deep-seated appreciation for the teachers of Bristol Bay. The ones I know love what they do, and they love our kids and want only the very best for them. A lifetime ago, when I was in the process of becoming a classroom teacher, I sat in a college class to where the instructor was giving us advice on interviewing for jobs. She told us that when asked about why we wanted to be a teacher, to never answer, "because I love kids." She gave us ideas for more sophisticated, for lack of a better term, I guess, answers to give prospective employers. Frankly, I always thought that was stupid. The reason I wanted to be a teacher was because I loved kids and wanted a chance to teach them. All these years later, and I still think that's the right answer, even if it does sound simplistic. All that to say, our area's teachers show that very thing through the time and energy that they put into our children. You're welcome to your own opinion, but that's pretty much mine. If you haven't thanked a teacher this week, it's not too late. And, in my opinion, it's very much the right thing to do. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.